Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We are on a ship at sea. The channeling that I give today is for those in the room more than those who would listen later. For we wish to establish some truths, some concepts, some energies, and something we call cognizing, which is another word for belief. The old souls who sit in front of me are here for many reasons. Some more than you know. What would appear to be relaxation and vacation and tourism is going to turn out to be healing. You see, I know the potentials of those who sit in front of me today. For some in this room, in these few moments every day, it'll be medicinal. It'll be something you need. It's that which energy will pour into your body because you needed to be here and sit and feel it. And you may not even know it until you leave. First, can you cognize that this is real? Not all who would go on a cruise have come from the ranks of those who believe in channeling. And we are just saying for these days, can you suspend belief enough to think that this energy coming through this man in this chair is beyond that which you might think is possible? Because you're here to hear it. I knew you were coming to sit in this small area together. There's an energy that's being developed in this place that is so specific to this place. And now I will reiterate what has already been said today. When you are on the water in this fashion, you are not grounded. The motion that you feel right now is a testament to the fact that not only you are not grounded, you're not in one place and not grounded. You're moving. Water is not a grounding substance. It's a reflective substance metaphysically. So not only are you not grounded, you're moving. It's one thing to be that direction in that way in that attribute for a few hours, but for a day or more, things start to happen. Dear ones, did you ever consider why sailors want to be sailors? Why those who sail the sea want to get back to the sea? Why it is called the mistress, the siren, that calls those to be upon it? Because it changes something in every single human being who is on it for a duration. And that change can be noted in the sailors that you would know, in the men and the women of the sea that you would know. They love it. They find introspection that they could never get anywhere else. It calls to them. It changes them. It makes them actually more creative. It creates hermits. But that's what they want. You know it's true. For those who spend months at sea and come home for a few days or a week have difficulty at home for a week. It's too social to be with their family. And speaking about social, on the water brings up things that would never happen when you were grounded. If you're here with a family, there will be disputes. Couples will have issues because they turn introspective because they're not grounded. You'd think this would be the last place for an argument, a vacation, on a cruise. And yet it brings up things. Those who are esoterically minded, that is to say, who think out of the box and are aware of energies and what they feel like and what they do, those of you who are there know about what I speak right now. You're in the first day of several, where you will be cruising from place to place, sleeping while you move across the earth that you cannot touch or see. You're ungrounded. We have said this, the dreams are different. Your thinking is different. Did you know that many creatives, especially those who write poetry and music and books, love to take ocean voyages because they disconnect from the earth? And in that disconnection, they are free to think out of the box, and they do. Now, the untold story, how many get healed because they're on the ocean? And the answer is lots. The incidence of disease with sailors who spend months on the ocean is radically different from those who stay on the land. And you'll say, well, that's because on the land there's more people, there's more things to catch. That's not what's going on. The body disconnects in a way and becomes introspective in a way, becomes self-healing in a way, consumed with thoughts it would never have if it were on the land. Dear ones, this is an opportunity to reflect. You sit in a posturing, an energy of permission to reflect. Now, when you start reflecting on who you are, why you're here, and life itself, I ought to tell you something else that takes place. That when you're not grounded, you also have many solutions presented. The grounding is something that keeps you in a place you expect. It helps you to balance. When you're on the ocean, you're free will. You can think about anything. You can imagine anything. Did I tell you the best place for affirmations on the planet is on a cruise? Sometimes the grounding keeps you from thinking out of the box. Sometimes that which is what you would call the balancing act you have between ego and other things literally becomes disassembled when you're on the water. You have an allowance right now to do something you may not think you could do right now in the room. I want you to reflect. Why are you here? How do you feel? What is your life about, really? Many ages here, it doesn't matter. You can all ask the same thing. Do you dare ask it? Or will you think a little too much? And that is the other issue. If you're grounded, well, you can turn it off. But if you're on the water, especially moving on the water, you can't turn it off. And what I mean by that is that once you begin asking the questions of your own soul, it starts to give you good answers. Outside of that field which grounds you, you start to get really good answers. It's a mistress, is it not? When you have such good intuition over and over, you want to stay on the water. Ask a sailor, what is it about the ocean? And they will say, it speaks to me. What they're really saying is that they have a connection with something that they don't have on the land. It's not the water. It's not the sea. It's the attribute that ungrounds them and allows them to expand to places where they can be alone and never think they're alone. Who are you now? You've come full circle, some of you, through disease, some of you, through sorrow, some of you. And this first day at sea gives you an opportunity to set the stage for all the days. Reflective means that you can ask these questions. Am I here on purpose? Some say, I've only done a certain amount in life and here I sit. I'm not sure truly why I'm here. I see myself aging. I'm not really certain what an old soul is supposed to do when all I've done is perhaps go from place to place or raise a family. Never do you understand or realize you are a light engine that is always working on this planet, a mini portal. That's what an old soul is. If you did nothing more than be born, go through life working, having the family, the relationships, all that you do, coming and going for 50, 60, 70 years or more. It's all you do. I want to tell you, if you are an old soul, one who is concerned with others, compassionate about yourself, and balanced, that is a light on this planet. It is collective. You didn't write a book? Doesn't matter. Do you hear me? Your existence as a being of wisdom on this planet affects everything here. Dear ones, I want you to reflect right now on you. And don't you dare ask the question, what am I worth? It's priceless. Your life here is priceless because you exude light in your attitude, in your thoughts, in who you are, in what you want to be or do. That is a dynamic energy engine that pours out that which is esoteric, you don't know about, you can't see, called consciousness, and collides with a confluence of other consciousness on this planet that is starting to build light. Build light. Lighthouses. I want you to know your lighthouses. So as you reflect and as you become created to reflect in these days, I want you to think about that which is so positive. Here's who I am. Here's what I've done. You tend to be so human. You measure everything by how you feel and what your face looks like today, not what it'll be in the next lifetime or the last lifetime. You disconnect from the metaphysics of the return. What if everything you're doing right now is to set you up for the next time you come? Are you okay with that, light worker? Are you all right with the fact that there is lifetimes of setup for lifetimes of achievement? That what you are going through now may very well set you for the next time around. I've talked to my partner about that as he reviews who he has been and where he has been, that I tell him about, that he doesn't know. And the bigger picture starts to then evolve for him, realizing that one lifetime does not paint a picture. Many lifetimes tell you who you are. You can't know. But could you cognize or believe that you're a piece of your own soul's beautiful success? Yes, life is short for now. When you return on this planet, you will live a lot longer than you will this time. Consciousness will change biology, which will change lifespans. Compassion itself will create that which is a human who does not see disease. You're on the cusp of something grand, and this is just a piece of the puzzle. That's who you are, and that's beautiful. Could you cognize this to the fact that no matter what you're going through, you can take a deep breath and say, I'm okay with all of it. Perhaps I've given you something to think about. Perhaps you're more profound than you think. Perhaps you're okay. That's the message. Light worker, old soul, take these moments of reflection and create from them wisdom, So when you return to that place where you're grounded and you're sleeping in a grounded place, it'll stay there. You'll know who you are. And you'll realize this was more than a vacation. That's it for now. And so it is.